Earlier this year, we were talking about the possible impact of looming federal government funding cuts on a range of legal services, including particularly community legal centres. Well, now the legal centres have a clearer picture of what the impact of the cuts will have on the services on the ground. New figures compiled by this sector in Victoria have found that some community legal centres will lose up to 70% of their funding, with the sector as a whole facing cuts of up to 30% by 2017, which is not far away. The sector says this would see women experiencing family violence left with little or no legal support. Liana Buchanan is the Executive Officer with the Federation of Community Legal Centres. Liana, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
How did you come up with this figure that some centres are going to lose up to 70% of their funding, Liana?
So, look, the states and the Commonwealth have just in the last month signed a new national partnership agreement. So that set in stone, if you like, the fact that the Commonwealth government, whilst keeping funding stable this year and next, and that took some work and some advocacy on our part, by July 2017, cuts across the country to community legal centre funding will be 30%.
Is that so a cut in the federal funding or the state funding or both?
Just federal funding, so that's Commonwealth funding alone. You have to remember, though, that for some states, the centres only receive Commonwealth funding. So actually, we're talking about a massive impact there. And even in Victoria, where the state contributes a reasonable amount, we're still looking at centres that are going to have to lose lawyers. They're going to have to pull out of duty lawyer services in regional courts. The impact will be enormous.
What does that mean? Explain to us what that means, losing lawyers, pulling out of duty lawyers. What does it mean in real term for a woman, say, who's come to the community legal centre needing help with a family violence case?
So what it means is if a woman, and we all know now, or we're starting to realise that there are many, many things that stop women from leaving a violent relationship. So, of course, by the time she plucks up the courage to seek help and to come to a community legal centre, we're really at an important point. So if the community legal centre, because of these cuts, has to say, no, we can't help you, it means she has to go to the court on her own to try to get an intervention order. She has to face the perpetrator in court. She has to try and work out the family law system and work out how she can keep herself and her kids safe. If she's been the victim of economic abuse, she has to try and find a way to untangle often a whole raft of debts and loans that she might have been left with. So really what we're looking at is the government, unfortunately, instead of taking away the barriers that stop women from leaving violent relationships, in fact, these cuts mean they're adding barriers.
Are you just being alarmist, saying, giving that example of, look, a woman coming in having to be turned away saying, we can't help you? Is that alarmist talk, or is that, I mean, a cut of, say, 33%, which is what the Murray-Mallee Community Legal Service will receive in 2 years' time, will that mean that they won't be able to help at all, or they'll be able to help less hours of every day?
So in that example, I mean, I have to say, Fran, I'd like to say I was being alarmist, but I'm not. In Victoria, where I'm based, one in three cases that a community legal centre takes on is a family violence case. So we are talking about family violence because it's a big part of our work. The legal centre in Mildura that you talk about, they're facing a cut of 33% to their Commonwealth funding. That means at least one lawyer will have to be sacked. Mm-hmm. That lawyer is a family violence specialist lawyer. She goes to courts all around the region. And what Murray-Mallee Legal Centre has told us is they'll have to pull out of four regional courts. So women who are getting intervention orders or need intervention orders to get protection will no longer have any access to legal help when they turn up at court or they try and use the courts to get that protection.
Just to stick with the Murray-Mallee example for a while, it's a huge area, I think. When you say they won't be able to get coverage at four regional courts, these are courts in large regional centres within this area, are they?
Yeah, that's right. So as you say, Murray-Mallee, which is based in Mildura, covers a huge area, something like 100,000 square kilometres and 10 local government areas. They at the moment have been able to attend a number of regional courts. And what they're saying is that because of these Commonwealth funding cuts, they're no longer going to be able to provide a lawyer to attend Swan Hill, Kerrang, Robinvale, and possibly even Mildura Court.
And when will this, you talk about a funding cliff, when will this change happen? Because the government, after a lot of lobbying, has maintained funding for the next 2 years. And then what happens? Suddenly there's a dramatic cut, is there?
That's exactly right. So we advocated very hard and fought very hard against cuts that were to take effect in July this year. The government, I think because they recognised it was hard to talk about the importance of tackling family violence whilst cutting services to women, had to reverse those cuts, and we were very pleased about that. But essentially the cuts plus extra cuts are now due to kick in July 2017. So centres now have some time to plan, but it's planning for an impossible situation where they're going to really have to pull back on the help they provide.
Yeah, look at the Wyndham Legal Service. That's an area you would think a pretty high demand in terms of family violence. It's going to have a 56% cut. The Productivity Commission recommended fairly recently a boost to legal assistance services of $200 million every year. I think it was an access to justice argument. The government says that legal services will receive $1.3 billion over 5 years. How much of that will flow to community legal centres? Will that help?
So look, that global amount is for all different kinds of legal assistance services. As you say, the Productivity Commission, so the government's own economic think tank, looked at all of this very, very closely. It brought down a report in December last year, so not long ago. It took into account the figures that the government has committed, and it said this is still well short of what's needed across community legal centres and the rest of the legal assistance sector. It said there needs to be an urgent investment of $200 million, and that's until we can establish how to meet the real need. So that's really significant, and we haven't yet had a government response to that. In terms of how much of this comes to community legal centres, who are often the place of last resort for people who can't get legal aid and they can't afford a lawyer, we actually see a small amount of that. So what we're talking about when we talk about these cuts is total funding at the moment is $42 million to community legal centres nationally. After these cuts, it will be $30 million. In the big picture, that's tiny. And if I think about the amount that the government pays on its own legal services every year, so its own legal advice, that's $700 million. So if just some of that was directed to helping the poorest and the most vulnerable, we'd see a big change.
Leanna, thank you very much for joining us.
Many thanks, Fran.
Leanna Buchanan is the Chief Executive Officer with the Federation of Community Legal Centres. The National Conference of Community Legal Centres is going on in Melbourne at the moment, and the Attorney General George Brandis is due to close that conference on Thursday, so I imagine he'll be hearing some of this very, very directly.